Well, blessed Tuesday morning, beloved. Hope that you have recovered from your New Year's celebration as we are together again for the second time in this brand new year of 2024. Today, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. The religious leaders challenge Jesus about ritual cleansing, and Jesus upbraids them for their hypocrisy and quotes from Isaiah 29:13. He accuses the religious leaders of following their own teachings and disobeying God's command. Jesus declares that evil ideas within one's heart that come out of one's mouth are what makes people unclean. And so, let's begin. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law came from Jerusalem to Jesus and asked him, "Why is it that your disciples disobey the teaching handed down by our ancestors? They don't wash their hands in the proper way before they eat." Jesus answered, "And why do you disobey God's command and follow your own teaching? For God said, 'Respect your father and your mother.' And if you curse your father or your mother, you are to be put to death. But you teach that if people have something they could use to help their mother or father, but they say, 'This belongs to God,' then they do not need to honor their father. In this way, you disregard God's command in order to follow your own teaching. You hypocrites, how right Isaiah was when he prophesied about you." And this is the passage from Isaiah. "These people," says God, "honors me with their words, but their heart is really far away from me. It is no use for them to worship me because they teach human rules, although as though they were my laws." Then Jesus called the crowds to him, and he said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you ritually unclean. Rather, what comes out of it makes you unclean." Then the disciples came to him and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees had their feelings hurt by what you said? Every plant which my Father in heaven did not plant will be pulled up," answered Jesus. "Don't worry about them. They are blind leaders of the blind, and when one blind man leads another, they both fall into a ditch." Peter spoke up, "Explain this saying to us." Jesus said to them, "You are still no more intelligent than the others. Don't you understand? Anything that goes into your mouth goes into your stomach and then on out of your body. But the things that come out of your mouth come from the heart, and these are the things that make you ritually unclean. For from your heart comes the evil ideas which lead you to kill, commit adultery, and do other immoral things, to rob, lie, and slander others. These are the things that make you unclean, but to eat without washing your hands as the way they say you should, this doesn't make you unclean." All right, well, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, where Jesus says, "Is not what goes into your mouths that makes you ritually unclean. Rather, what comes out of it makes you unclean." You know, in today's reading, Jesus is, you can see his exasperation with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, because these people are not really teaching God's law. They're teaching their interpretation of God's law. And, you know, God did not say this is the exact way you need to wash your hands before you eat, but they have made the whole washing of hands a whole doctrinal statement. and then turn around and judge somebody's morality by how well that these people keep the laws that they themselves have made. And so Jesus really pulls no punches here, and it's interesting that Peter, he's all upset because he doesn't want these people's feelings to be hurt. Well, sometimes people's feelings need to be hurt if they're going to learn the truth. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, cleanse me from any immoral thoughts lodged within my heart. May I speak words that are pure and kind and reflect your love. Amen. Okay, our time together this Tuesday morning has come to an end, beloved. Join us tomorrow when we read Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, where Jesus teaches about equality in God's kingdom. Until then, God bless.